Shekosu Bakinyan. Let's say a person to Shchinara writes up a shtar. It's Shekosu Bakinyan. He gives away his property, but he writes up a kinyan Shekosu Bakinyan. So Shbam learns Al Kochach Bekosu Kol Nechosu Pligi. The machlokes here between Rav and Shmuel is where the Shchinara is writing away all his nechosim. And so even though our Mishnah says when you write away all your nechosim, it's called the Mapa Shchinara, you have right to be chayzer. But maybe that's only where you do not write a kinyan. But here, shekosu by kinyan is a machlokes. That they Rav Mishmei the Rav Amri, the Vesemedrish of Rav, in the name of Rav, it's said over, Akavay Atrei Rikshi, is like writing out two horses, it's two points to this kinyan. We'll soon see what that means. Or Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, Lo Yodana Ma Idun Bo, I'm not sure how to pass what type of halacha this is. What does that mean? That the Bei Rav, Mishmei the Rav Amri, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, is said over the name of Rav, Arkevei Atrei Rikshi, it's like riding on two horses, that means, Harehi Kamat Nazbori, Varehi Kamat Mishchimera. It has both koyach, both powers here. It has the power of a Mat Nazbori, because it's a crossover by Kinyan, but it's also considered like a Mat Nazbori. What does that mean? Harehi Kamat Nazbori, Shimo Mat Einachoyzer, that even though the person right away all is Nechosim, but since he wrote a Kinyan in it, he meant to give it away no matter what, that even though he becomes well, he cannot retract. But still, Harei Kamat Nishkimura, which means Shimomar Halvosa Lepleini, if he says, listen, somebody owes me money. I want that money now to go to another person, to Ruvain. The locher is Halvosa Lepleini, and there's a kula of a Mat Nishkimura that you can give away your Halvo also. Even though a Bori could only do this with a Maimit Shloshtim all three together, here he could do it even though there's no Maimit Shloshtim. That's what Rav says. Now, by Shekosu by Kinyan, the Rashbam explains it means Ruadin the same halacha would apply in main cost of Kinyan b'Torah Hashtar. Even if you don't write the Kinyan in the Torah Hashtar, I feel when can Hashtar klal l'shchimra shehisker tzavos shchimra kishrola kol nechosov v'gam hiknois of the Kinyan suder with the same shalo where the shchimra gives away b'Torah Samat shchimra, but he also makes the Kinyan suder. That Rav says since he makes a Kinyan suder here, it means to give it a halacha like a matnas bori that he can't retract. This is the way Rav learns. Whatever the Gemara says on this, that Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar Lo Yodana Ma Idin Bo. Shmuel has a suffix if the Kinyan is chal altogether here. Does anything take place? Why? Because we have a doubt. Shema Lo Goma Le Hak Noisoi Ela Bishtar. Maybe you only had in mind to give it away with the Kinyan Shtar. And therefore the klal is V'yein Shtar Liachemisa. It's true, you said like a Matna Shchimera here. A Matna Shchimera usually is Chal Liachemisa. But since you added on Shekosov by Kinyan, maybe what you meant by writing a Kinyan here is that you wanted to work with her at the Kinyan Shtar. And the Kinyan Shtar only helps, a Kinyan Shtar only helps Mechaim when you're alive. You can't make it Liachemisa. So Rav Bana says, Hilkach, Ikran, you could say, Mehad the water, he retracted here. The Yorkam, he meant a Kerech Matashim, meant to retract from a Kerech Matashim, he doesn't want to give a Bamir Biyamo, but rather he wants to make a regular Kinyan Suda here. Well, Ma'al Makna by Kinyan, Mata, he wanted Makta, a Kinyan, of Liachemisa. So, Kitzit is the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, if we're afraid, maybe he meant to give the whole Kinyan only with a star. And therefore, Shmuel says, "Ein shtar liachemisa." And this Gemara is the kasha. V'yomi alis yustiva. The Gemara says, "V'yomi derava derava havestiva and rav and rav." Udi Shmuel la de Shmuel and Shmuel and Shmuel. The shalach was in Mishmei de Rabbi Avua, because we also tell the name of Rabbi Avua. Have the yadi shenow she shalach Rabbi Loza legoila that Rabbi Loza sent into Golah to Golah. Mishum Rabbi the name of Rabbi and the name of Rav. He said something like this. He said that Shchib Merah Shomar, a Shchib Merah that says, Kisva Utumu Manu Leplaini, I want you to write up a shtar, Utumu and give this $100 to Plaini, Umeist, and then the person dies, the Shchib Merah dies, is Ein Kaisvim Vanoistin, if not a Rochel is, you do not have a right to write up a shtar and give the money. Why? Because Shem Alagomalak Noisi Elabishtar, maybe the Shchib Merah did not want to give it with the Kinyan Shchib Merah, but he wanted to give with the Kenyan Shtar, and if so, since he died first, the Kral is Ein Shtar Liachemisa, V'Ein Shtar Liachemisa. Here's what Rav says, Astira, before Rav wasn't afraid of this. And on this, V'Yomer Rav Yud Amar Shmuel, Hilchus, what's the halacha? Kais Vin V'Neisne, no. Shmuel says, here, you are allowed to write up the Shtar and give it. So who are Kasha the Rav of the Rav? Kasha the Shmuel of the Shmuel. It's a theory of Rav and Rav, and it's a theory of Shmuel and Shmuel. So much like this. The Rav, the Rav, the Kash, and Rav, and Rav, there's no theory. I'll tell you, hold the Konimine, hold the Konimine. One place here, he thought he made a Kenyan, and one place he didn't make a Kenyan. So, the Shvam says like this. Hold the Konimine, could the Amorin, Shekosa, by Kenyan. He mamish wrote a Kenyan, Shekosa, by Kenyan, wrote in the Kenyan, Blake Siva. The him of the Akne, the Kenyan, the Yafas Koichai Hudi of it. Again, our first case was by Shchimra Shekosta by Kenyan. There for sure we say that he wanted to work with the Matnas, with the Kenyan. And it's a regular Kenyan over there. It's like a Matnas Bori. And Evadi wanted to be Chal Mechayim and not Liachemisa. Therefore, there's no Shiloh. Maybe he wants the first to be Chal Liachemisa. But his last case was over here. We said, Kisvu Tanu Manla Plani Umais, maybe he meant to give it on Liachamisa, therefore there's a Shaila maybe Liachamisa. And the same thing the Mar says, the Shmuel Adi Shmuel, the Kashanosti, the Shmuel and Shmuel, the Miyafis Koychoi, that the last case is talking about, where for sure he wanted to work with the Kinyan Mata Shchivara. He's only doing it Liachamis Koychoi. Josh Bank says, and we'll explain later, they said, Philly Kunoni Minei, most of Amatantado, we see so clearly that after making a Kenyan, I'm only adding it on to the Koich of a Matna Shchimura. But Avadin's last case, according to Shmuel, he wanted it to work with Teros Matna Shchimura. He's only adding on another Koich, Liyafi Koichoi, he should have a Shtar Raya. Therefore, there's no Shaila he meant to do with Liyachamisa. But in the first case where it was not Liyafi Koichoi, they're afraid maybe he meant to do with Liyachamisa. Therefore, there Shmuel says, it's a suffix if it's chal altogether or not.
Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Achura de Rava. Nachman bar Yitzchok sat in back of Rava. The Yosef Rava came to Rav Nachman and Rava sat in front of Rav Nachman. Kaboy Mina, he asked a question like this. Is it true that Shmuel said in the beginning that Shemela Gomela Hakanoisoi Ela Bishtar, that when you have a matna shchimera shekosel by kinyan, he has a doubt. Maybe you only meant to give with a kinyan shtar, and therefore the ein shtar liachemisa. Is that true? I've omer Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Shmuel that shchiv merash shekosel chonachosel b'achibim a shchiv merother rights or matona. All of the chosel should go to somebody else. Halachuriz afa pishakona miyodoi. Even though they made a kinyin upon this, still omad choizer. If the person comes well, he has a right to retract. To the shchimera that rode away kol nechosel b'achirim. So that's the din of the Mishnah. But it has a locha that he only gave it because he thought it was going to die. But when it saw that he gets well, he has a right to retract. Therefore, omad choizer. Why? The yedua shlohoye kinyin elamachmas hamisa. Like he only made the kinyin.